We are looking for you, the big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy, the teachers, the growers, the builders.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A week after the election, just over a dozen House races remain undecided. Republicans say they expect to maintain control and also have the majority in the Senate. Tomorrow, Republicans will choose leaders. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Both Republicans in the House and Senate electing who will be their leaders. There's that ongoing race in the Senate as to who's going to replace Mitch McConnell, who's stepping down as the Senate Republican leader. Meantime, in the House, there is a race outstanding to replace Elise Stefanik, but otherwise, we know who's going to be the leaders there, including Mike Johnson. Now, members of the House are going to meet tomorrow morning, though, to elect those leaders, and it's expected that Donald Trump might be popping in.
President-elect Trump's transition team announced former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee will serve as U.S. ambassador to Israel. Fire crews hoping to make progress against wildfires burning on both the East and West Coasts. Strong winds in New Jersey and New York today hampering firefighters' efforts. This is ABC News. Amsterdam police have arrested more people in connection with the anti-Semitic attacks on Israeli soccer fans last week. Here's ABC's James Longman.
There's been unrest in Amsterdam for a second night in a row after those clashes between Israeli soccer fans and pro-Palestinian protesters. Last night, a group claiming solidarity with the Palestinians clashed with riot police in a suburb of Amsterdam. They set fire to a tram. Now, protests have been banned in Amsterdam since that violence last week, but many of these protesters have defied that ban, so many of them have been arrested.
In total, 77 people have been arrested since last Thursday. A former Hong Kong reporter of the Wall Street Journal suing the publication for firing her. When Selena Chang lost her job, she was told it was due to restructuring. But Chang believes she was let go because she refused to withdraw from the election for the chair of the Hong Kong Journalists Association, a union that advocates for press freedoms. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
partly sunny and pleasant today, with a breezy wind now pulling out of the southeast. It'll warm us up to highs in the upper 40s, and with clouds increasing tonight, it'll keep our lows mild in the mid-30s. All ahead of rain rolling in by tomorrow evening. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde says he is not reconceding the race to Tammy Baldwin. That's nearly a week after the election. Baldwin's preliminary margin is about 29,000 votes over Hovde. This would be her third win for the U.S. Senate. Hovde says he is still weighing his options. Classes resume at a Milwaukee high school after a graffiti threat. Some changes are being made, though. Ted Allen has an update.
Students at Pius High School returned to classes Thursday, a week after the word murder was painted across the school's entry doors. Students are now entering through the school's field house rather than its front doors. Armed security and metal detectors have also been added, with a wand and bag search being implemented as necessary. The school says it's the third threatening graffiti incident over the last month. The other two were found inside school bathrooms.
This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand. Investigators in Dunn County say they got their break in a cold case murder last year when a relative of the suspect uploaded their DNA to the internet. The investigation into the 1974 murder of Mary Chalais sat idle for years until a DNA match was found on an online genealogy site. Investigators yesterday said the DNA was uploaded last year and was likely from a first cousin. The DNA match led detectives to John Keith Miller from Minnesota. Dunn County is now pushing ahead with murder charges. They say without the DNA match, the case may have gone unsolved forever. The Dunn County Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a public hearing on the proposed 2025 budget, discussion and possible action on that budget, and the 2025 tax levy, along with reports from department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 in the boardroom at the Dunn County Government Center. A teen whose kayak overturned in northwest Wisconsin is dead. The Barron County Sheriff's Department said deputies responded to Kirby Lake Saturday after multiple people called 911, reporting they heard others screaming for help. Deputies say two people were in the water, a third went underwater and hadn't come back up. The 17-year-old was found using sonar technology and divers were sent to recover him. The boy was sent to a Minnesota hospital where he later died. The case is still under investigation. 10 Wisconsin agencies responded to that incident. The Wisconsin Supreme Court looks ready to strike down the state's 1849 abortion law. The court yesterday heard arguments in the case that challenges whether the law still applies. Wisconsin's attorney general says the law was basically overridden when Wisconsin lawmakers passed more recent abortion regulations. The lawyer for Sheboygan County's district attorney's office, however, said that post Roe, the law is still the law. Justice Jill Karwoski said keeping the 1849 law would mean, quote, signing the death warrants, unquote, of women and children in the state. The lawyers for the Sheboygan County DA's office said the court needs to decide about the law that's on the books and not the law that they would like to see. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
A deer hunter from Louisiana had to be rescued from the Tiffany Wildlife Area yesterday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, a 32-year-old male contacted authorities after he had hurt his leg while climbing a tree and was unable to walk and needed medical assistance. Rescue crews worked 2 hours to find the injured man. He was transported to Mayo Clinic in Eau Claire. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include an update on a meeting with the Wisconsin DOT on the Highway 10 project, replacement of the downtown siren, and also discussion on uses for the old library building. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. It's probation for an Eau Claire man who shot his neighbors with a crossbow. A judge yesterday ordered Robert Willie to get a mental health evaluation, stay sober, and spend the next 5 years on probation. Police arrested Willie back in March after his neighbors say he fired a crossbow at them while they walked by his house. They say Willie has made threats about shooting them before. Willie pleaded no contest in the case yesterday. He will not spend any time in jail. The National Weather Service is reporting a weather radio outage in the Rochester area. The National Weather Service office in La Crosse reported the outage on social media over the weekend. The outage has been caused by a communication issue and is being worked on by technicians. The Weather Service is recommending using radio stations serving Mankato, Red Wing, Winona, or other nearby communities until that issue is fixed. A Fillmore County judge is considering motions to dismiss some of the charges filed against a woman accused of causing a deadly buggy crash last year. Attorneys for Samantha Jo Peterson have asked the judge to dismiss 18 of the 21 charges filed against her after the crash killed two children and injured two others. Prosecutors countered those arguments in documents last week, asking the judge to allow evidence such as blood tests and recorded conversations between Samantha and Sarah Peterson. Samantha Peterson is accused of criminal vehicular homicide, driving while impaired, and several other charges. She's also been accused of trying to switch places with her sister to avoid being arrested. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
An unusual shopper at our grocery store in Madison last week. Madison police say a 10-point buck entered the Hy-Vee store on the east side of Madison through an open pharmacy door last Wednesday. The buck ran through the store until staff corralled him in the cooler area. Officers and animal control employees were able to barricade parts of the storage area in the back of the store and usher the buck out of the doors. Madison police say the suspect is free and back into the wild. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys.
You know, y'all could take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that, Jake.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines with autopay. Well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence available now.
Majeski Muses on ThorSport support. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Ty Majeski is a champion in just his third full-time season of NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series racing. The 30-year-old from Wisconsin chalks up his success to the generosity and foresight of his car owners at ThorSport Racing and shares that he is enormously appreciative of the opportunity to follow teammate Ben Rhodes' championship in 2023 with his own title in 2024.
Duke and Ronda have built such a great organization. Forever be so thankful for them for giving me the opportunity when my career certainly could have been over. They took a chance on me and offered me a job. Now we're champions. So just very special. We'll forever be grateful. And I don't know that there's anything I could do to ever thank them enough.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
A Gain Sent Beat story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's sea to shining sea, and water damage as far as the eye can see. It's America. It's freshly mowed grass, an offense that was freshly vandalized by a pack of unruly teens. It's America. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The Packers are off today. They'll resume practicing tomorrow as they get ready for Sunday's matchup against the Chicago Bears in Chicago. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Bears have a new offensive coordinator today. They promoted passing game coordinator Thomas Brown and fired Shane Waldron, who had been on the job for just 10 months in Chicago. Finalists for the major individual awards for the 2024 baseball regular season have been announced. Brewers outfielder Jackson Churio is a finalist for the National League Rookie of the Year Award. Manager Pat Murphy is considered the favorite to win the National League Manager of the Year. Those winners will be announced next week. 2-8 Bucks are back at it tonight, getting ready to face the Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum. Toronto is a half game behind the Bucks for the worst record in the NBA. Football Badgers continue practicing this week. They're getting ready for Saturday's matchup against number one ranked Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking the public to report black bear den locations this fall and winter for a research study. More details when we return.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin DNR encourages citizens to report any black bear den location across Wisconsin to help with an ongoing study on the species' reproduction. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey will generate new estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each state bear management zone. These estimates will improve the accuracy of the DNR's population models used in each zone. Additionally, researchers are investigating a connection between consumption of human food sources and bear reproduction, since diet can affect cub survival rates and litter sizes. The public is encouraged to report as much information as possible about occupied black bear dens without actually approaching or disturbing them. Helpful information to report to the state bear research team includes GPS coordinates, a photo of the den, description of the site and surrounding area, and any information on bears and bear activity near the site. To learn more, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Black Bear Study. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Partly sunny and pleasant today, with a breezy wind now pulling out of the southeast. It'll warm us up to highs in the upper 40s. And with clouds increasing tonight, it'll keep our lows mild in the mid-30s. All ahead of rain rolling in by tomorrow evening. For fall and winter getaways, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we are broadcasting at the NAFB convention, which is underway in Kansas City, Missouri. And we'll take a look at the breakdown of these markets and kind of what was the biggest takeaway on this Tuesday action. Joining us, of course, today is David Erickson. He is with Ag Optimus out of Akron, Iowa. Let's start out with the just this grain movement. We and I were talking before we went on the air. Some of the biggest movers and things that you're kind of watching for these grains happens to do with the management money.
Yeah, you know, absolutely, Susan. You know, the corn and the soybeans are kind of in a little bit of a tricky spot right now. You know, it would appear that the funds have been starting to kind of work their way out of their short position and actually went long the corn for the first time since I think the Dead Sea was still thick. You know, if they turn negative and you know, there could be some pain in the grain markets for the producer. but we don't need to get ahead of ourselves quite yet. You know, fact still remains that the corn is above a lot of its moving averages, and soybeans are kind of sitting right on them for a minute. As long as we close above and stay above those moving averages, if you're long, you know, I would say stay hooked up. If you're looking to make some sales, be cautious of those levels. Corn and bean inspection levels remain in line with a week ago. Soybeans have finally surpassed where they were a year ago. Corn has been above those levels for, you know, some time now. I think a lot of the sales are happening in advance of President-elect's policies, you know, and kind of wondering what they're going to be, you know, what there will be on trade, and, you know, if they're going to be friendly to our trade partners or kind of be harsh on them. The one thing, you know, that's one thing that we don't quite know. We do know that he is starting to make shape of his cabinet a little bit, and there's a little scuttlebutt about how his energy secretary is going to be when it comes to biofuels. That could be part of the reason that we've seen a little setback in the soybeans today. At the end of the day, if you have a position on, don't get married to it. This is not a time to become a hero. Upside will be limited unless we have a drastic cut in production from the USDA. So watch those levels, you know, namely the 10 and 20 day, and let them be your guide moving forward.
Now, you talked about what we're seeing, you know, globally. We look at China, for example, and I know that there was a lot of chatter earlier today just about their currency and the effects that it's going to have for them moving forward to make more purchases.
Yeah, absolutely. That is definitely another factor that we need to be paying attention to. I mean, if they're in a race to devalue their currency, well, that makes, you know, our, especially as strong as our dollar is right now, it makes our exports a little less attractive, but it also makes other countries a little less attractive. So you got to kind of look at the global scope overall, and, you know, perhaps it's just a blip, or this could be, you know, kind of a political move that China is trying to deploy. You know, like I said, ahead of President-elect Trump being inaugurated.
Yeah, and you talked about that. I know I was reading earlier today, I think about in those 20 purchases or cargoes, however they wanted to break it down, half of them came from the United States. So do you see that? I mean, you talk about that ahead of President Trump in January. Do you see that more as a goodwill, or are they really in the need and they need some sort of grains to put more stockpiles in?
Well, I definitely think that they're in the need. I think that they need to get some. I think they need to get some grain bought, and you know they need to kind of stockpile it. And you know, there's a number of different places that they can look to fulfill those needs. And I think right now, because of where our commodities are valued, and you know, so be it. You know, and then that fear of what happens, you know, in late January when President Trump takes office, you know, will he put tariffs in place day one? You know, who knows? And I think that they're just kind of looking at the way it is right now, and they're thinking, hey, let's, for lack of a better term, let's make hay while the sun shines, and, you know, get what we need around us, or get as much as we can. And we can always adjust our future buys after he takes office.
Well, speaking of weather, David, South America went from needing the rain. There was all those drought concerns. And I know that you and I've had this conversation on this program before. We needed to have a wait and see attitude because obviously they're getting the rains that they need and some near ideal growing conditions at this point.
And that's probably the other thing weighing on our grain, on our domestic grain market right now is, we had that little scare to the upside, you know, because of how dry it was. And, you know, like I tell a lot of people that bring that up to me, you know, at the end of the day, the majority of the South American crop is grown in or is, you know, considered a rainforest. So it's going to rain at some point in time. And, yeah, it came to fruition. You know, they got back ahead of pace, you know, as far as corn and soybean planting. So, yeah, I mean, it looks like for the time being, things are looking all right, you know, but that can, you know, just like it kind of changed on a dime from too dry to ideal, it can always change from ideal to too wet or ideal to too dry again.
What are some other key factors that you're going to be kind of watching in this grain complex as we head into tonight's overnight trade and into a Wednesday trade action?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest things that I'm paying attention to, especially, are, you know, kind of these moving averages and how they treat them, because I really think that, you know, some of the biggest drivers in this market are the managed money right now. So, you know, if they decide that they don't want to get out of their shorts like they had been for a while, or if they decide that they want to put their foot back on the gas on the short side of things and kind of push back below some of these moving averages, you know, I think that's, you know, that's the biggest thing moving forward. And then the other thing is we got to see if these sales continue.
We've got more of the Channel Final Bell coming up after this on the Rural Radio Network.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Welcome back once again here to the Rural Radio Network. Our conversation does continue with David Erickson with Ag Optimist out of Akron, Iowa. And let's kind of switch gears and go from those grains to the livestock. And as we look at this cattle market, I think many hope that this rebound that we had taking place might kind of stay. And then we've got a low taking place and we can kind of focus going into the Thanksgiving weeks here to have some decent numbers.
Yeah, I obviously agree in that sentiment to some degree, but, you know, the story is still kind of developing as to see whether this is, you know, just kind of a little bit of a short-term low or if there's more downside to come. You know, at the end of the day, the fundamentals are starting to turn a little sour. It sounds like cash is, you know, getting a little bit softer. It was a little bit softer last week. And I would say what we are, you know, what we've seen so far in the sale barns is probably about steady with where we were a week ago, maybe a little bit lighter. But yeah, the futures have kind of rebounded. And I think, you know, just like we were talking about on the grains, I think a lot of this rebound has to do with what the managed money is doing and how they are kind of positioning themselves. They have been buyers in the livestock and all the live cattle and the feeder cattle and the lean hogs, you know, for quite some time now. And actually, as of last Tuesday, they found themselves in, you know, with a record high position in the lean hogs. So, you know, I think the hogs are probably the most interesting component of the three of the livestock, you know, just because, you know, when we're sitting here looking at it, you got these hogs, they settled at 82.35 today. You got cash in the upper 90s. You got product above 90. You know, and December is going to go off the board before you know it. So, you know, what is going to matter in this? You know, is it going to be the index? Is it going to be the cash price? Is it going to be the futures? Is it going to be the cutout? And I don't think anyone has a real solid answer as to what that's going to be, but it's also kind of difficult to, you know, want to look and be short a market that it's that discount to where the cash is. Now, you know, the thing about it is, you know, futures prices have a limit on how much they can move one day, whether to the upside or the downside. Cash doesn't, product doesn't, and, you know, the index kind of feeds off of both those numbers, so that really doesn't either. So But at the end of the day, when December Hogs go off the board in December, they kind of need to be in line, but they don't need to be in line right now. So, you know, the most interesting market, I think, moving forward is going to be the Hogs and how they handle this large managed money position that they have currently.
So who's going to blink first, the South or the North, when it comes to cash sales this week?
I think that, you know, especially when you look at the clearance in both Nebraska and on the five area weighted average, I think that there wasn't a ton of clearance last week. So it's going to be interesting. I think the North has a little bit of an issue of, hey, we got these cattle and they're starting to get really big. And, you know, I've heard some stories from some customers, 16, 1650s, you know, on the truck, you know, heading to town. And, you know, but a lot of the packers up here are saying that, you know, we don't need them for two or three more weeks. And, you know, I think that's why we've started to see a lot more sale barn activity is because of that. On the flip side, it sounds like the South is maybe, you know, a little short and, you know, in the grade hasn't been all that great down there from what I've been told. So there's been a lot of cattle that have been sold up here in the North and shipped and killed down in the South, you know, because of that reason, you know, to kind of fill that grade gap, you know. And, you know, we had been in a time frame where the cutout had been in a pretty good size move to the upside, and you know, but that's kind of stalled out, but perhaps we found a little stabilization here. So it made sense for the packer to, you know, even with all that freight on those cattle going from, let's say, Northwest Iowa down to Texas or Kansas, it made sense for them. You know, it penciled out. But I think, you know, given the break in the cutout, I think that's probably stalled a little bit. So I would say that, you know, right now the South probably has a little bit of leverage compared with the North, but, you know, we'll have to see. I think, you know, at the end of the day, the cattle feeder just, you know, kind of needs to dig in. But, you know, if they're staring at some monsters, and given the price level that they're at right now, you know, it's not worth being too stubborn and, you know, watching a few fall over in the yard that they're not going to get paid for.
Well, we have run out of time. That is the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTX. Last week, USDA released the initial report on competition in the meatpacking industry, a report that was prompted by the shocks to the meat supply chain during the COVID-19 pandemic. The agency found several issues that could block smaller processors from competing in the market. I'll have the details when we return.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that aligns precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble.
Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
The USDA's recent report on competition and fair practices in the meat merchandising industry outlines how large fees and incentive structures favor major players, leaving smaller suppliers struggling to enter the market. Smaller producers report that costs like marketing fees and slotting allowances make it difficult to gain shelf space in large retail chains. A significant concern raised in this report is the use of something called, quote, accrual arrangements. These are essentially prepayments that retailers hold in an account to fund down future advertising or discount promotions. While large retailers benefit from these arrangements, smaller suppliers often can't afford that added cost, which ultimately prevents them from accessing competitive retail markets. The USDA also highlighted the practice of rebates and kickbacks, in which suppliers offer financial incentives to retailers in exchange for exclusive shelf space or priority purchasing agreements. For instance, large distributors may give discounts or free products to restaurants or institutional buyers, effectively pushing out smaller local suppliers who can't match those offers. Price discrimination in the meat industry also poses barriers. The report discusses three types: primary, secondary, and tertiary discrimination. In each case, the largest players can use their buying power to secure better prices, creating what they call a waterbed effect, where smaller stores pay more to wholesalers, leading to higher prices for their customers. Ultimately, USDA says it raises costs for rural and independent grocery stores as well. Finally, the USDA emphasized concerns about labeling claims. Smaller producers that adhere to higher standards still find it challenging to compete against larger firms who can use labels like grass-fed or antibiotic-free without third-party verification. The USDA has recently updated their guidelines to require greater substantiation of these labels, hoping to create a fairer market for claims that reflect real product differences. I'll be back with more after this.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
While investigating competition in the meat industry, the USDA has asked for updated regulations under the Packers and Stockyards Act to clarify unfair practices, and they've called for more cross-agency collaboration with the Federal Trade Commission and Department of Justice for meat processing oversight and enforcement actions. Whether these requests will come to fruition will be a task for the new presidential administration. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTx. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, increasing clouds, low upper 30s. Rain showers developing for tomorrow, highs only mid-40s. Rain wraps up tomorrow night. Thursday, a slow clearing, high temperatures upper 40s. Sun returns for Friday, a high in the low 50s. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now, it's 43.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put $1 worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's the hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Lucy's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Just a kid along for the ride. Got a six pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. Yeah, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Think that much about life, you're just living. A kerosene dancing around the fire, but you're in. So you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart, now all that's left of me. She follows me around, so you give what's left to me. Yeah, you give what's left to me. Cause she got the best of me. I picked myself up off the floor and found something new.
worth a living for. And an old dusty hand-me-down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over her a little more with every song. See, I'll sing along. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left to me is beating in this guitar. Every night a different town. She follows me around. So you get what's left of me. Yeah, you get what's left of me.
So good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Singing some song about trains. In midnight taillights tearing down a highway, or some other heartbroken cliche, but there's nothing but blue skies far as I can see. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud in the forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. How in the hell can I watch the big game? Having you here to complain. And how am I gonna do anything now without you here telling me how? Guess it could be worse. Hell, it's 75 degrees. You picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of Keystone. Nothing to do but fish all day long. A pocket full of 3-day weekend money ain't a heartbreak cloud in a forecast, honey. I hate to see it go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave. No doubt. Damn good day to leave. I guess I'll miss the bachelorette. Well, what a shame. Nothing to do but fish all day long. Pocket full of 3-day weekend money and a heartbreak cloud and a forecast, honey. I hate to see you go, but if you ask me, you picked a damn good day to leave.
wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good at slapping on paint. Have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass. I'm too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well, maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'll hand me one more, boys. That's what I'm here for.
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Turn to embers left glowing.